The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Welcome to Top 5, a show where we count things down from number 5 to number 1 and the 2, 3s and 4s in between, often in that order. This week.
But not always.
Not always. I mean, I always go from 5 to 1. Rodrigo, what do you go?
Well, I write my list out from 1 to 5, but then I start at the bottom.
Matthew?
I associate 7 or 8 things, and then I start to rank them and eliminate the ones that rank lowest.
Ah, I see. All right. Well, we'll see how this all comes out this week. Because this week it's the top 5 TV snacks. Now, this is not imaginary snacks that you see on TV. This isn't the fudgesicle or whatever that Jan's always eating on the Brady Bunch.
Fudgesicle?
I mean, you know, she likes
or
what she likes.
The spaghetti tacos that they have on iCarly.
Yeah, spaghetti
Cookie
tacos.
Cat.
Yeah, exactly.
Cookie
what's
cat
the Steven?
On my list.
What's the Steven Universe thing? Is
yeah,
that what it is?
Cat.
Cookie Cat? Okay.
Yeah, Cookie Cat. He left his family behind.
My number 5, I don't know, I don't do this very often, that's why it's probably number 5 on my list, but it is the Tootsie Pop. You know, the how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop? The world may never know.
Three. It's 3.
I can go 5.
I learned it from an owl, he told me.
Owls are not really that smart. One hit the side of our house.
He was wearing a graduation cap.
One hit the side of our house the other day.
Did he have a cap?
Well, he wasn't wearing his glasses, so that may be part of the problem.
The no glasses and no cap means you got yourself an uneducated owl.
If I'm going to sit down and have a Tootsie Pop, I may have 2 Tootsie Pops. You know, and this is when I don't watch TV like normal people watch TV. I watch either time shifted on the iTunes, or I'm sitting down to watch a movie, not really watch a television show, but I'm sitting in front of the TV. So I'll maybe have 2 of those. My 2 favorite flavors, grape and red.
red is a
flavor. You look on that and it says red right there, right next to the Indian shooting the star. And I tell you what, everyone who says that those rappers bring you luck, they're lying.
You got to have enough of them. You got to have 667.
If I'm not careful, I will find that I have gnawed on the Tootsie Pop stick later in the program. But 2 Tootsie Pops. That's my number 5. Top 5 TV snacks. Rodrigo, what do you have for number 5?
My number 5 is a snack that I could eat pretty much doing anything. But definitely watching TV is a time when I have to be careful because I'm very likely to just get through a whole bag without paying attention. And that's tortilla chips.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like most types of tortilla chips. There's these like lime Tostitos. Those are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like for special occasions like quinceañeras or bail bond hearings.
Do you like lime chili?
No, not usually. Actually, I like my corn chips plain. I don't dip them in salsa usually. I like, just like a salty chunk of tortilla, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Tortilla chips are all the way down at number five because they are loud, which means that there have been times when I'm watching something and I grab a handful and I put them in my mouth and, you know, the character will be like, but it was not Jim who was the murderer. It was actually a crunch, 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 crunchity crunch. And I'm like, I missed it. I missed it. That's why I had to watch Empire Strikes Back all the way through again, just to build up the momentum. So my number five, tortilla chips.
Matthew, what do you have for your number five?
My number five is also loud, but it's loud in a different way, because we've talked occasionally about how I grew up in a small town with like one grocery store. It was an independent IGA and a super cheap grandmother. So when I was a kid, I did not like chips because we would get the generic bag, white bag, black lettering of chips, and they would taste like drywall. But as I have aged and grown and, you know, had my own funds, I've actually come to an appreciation of one specific type of, I don't even call them potato chips because they don't taste like potato chips. My number five is a nice big can of Pringles.
Wait a minute. Now, you said you had a cheap grandma.
Yeah.
Pringles are not cheap grandma food.
No, they are grown-up man food who doesn't like the chips the cheap grandma made.
Oh,
so
okay.
Grew up and got the Pringles with the flavors.
Nah.
Because they come in a little tennis ball can if you've never had a Pringles.
They pop.
And they are perfectly shaped because
They're not really potatoes. They're potato flake.
Potato sludge.
Yeah, they're a flake.
And they are really light and really crunchy. And now they make them in a scrapillion flavors. And all of the flavors are super, super intense. So you can get like pizza flavored or, you know, really, really intense dill chip or cheddar cheese or something. But if you get them and you sit and you're not paying attention while you're sitting and watching the Gokaiger on a Sunday morning, all of a sudden you will have eaten a whole can of Pringles and you won't even realize it. And you won't, you know, be at the point where you're in terrible stomach pain for at least another hour or so. So you'll have a few more Pringles from the other can. And then you'll regret it forever until the next time you get a can of Pringles. And that's why my number five is a nice can of Pringles.
We have some pizza flavored ones in the cupboard, in the pantry.
Right now I have loaded baked potato. We have pickle because the pickle is too intense for anybody but the widget. And I think we have some cheddar left, although I may have eaten them.
The pizza one is pretty disgusting. And I know this because if we have the salt and vinegar ones, they're gone in an instant because everybody eats them.
And
these pizza ones aren't even there's like 3/4 of them left and they've been sitting in there for over 2 months.
The pizza ones are too salty because they do like a almost a ketchup treat.
Yeah, I don't know what people think ketchup flavored stuff is. Ketchup flavor, they mess up ketchup. How do you mess up ketchup flavor? That's a question
that
I have.
They make ketchup.
I do.
Well, see, you can't actually use ketchup to flavor ketchup flavored stuff, right? Because as soon as you dry it, it would just become a
ketchup dust.
It would just become an inch thick layer of sugar.
Right. It would be like silly putty.
Yeah. Then you would have candy Pringles.
Those would actually be good.
they made chocolate, little chocolate chips that were not potato chips, but little bits of chocolate shaped like a Pringle that came in like a Pringley can a few years ago. And when they stopped making them, I cried for days. Because those were good.
What are we on to fours?
Fours.
Number four is kind of like Rodrigo's number five, where I have to be careful if I start eating these. Because they're so good, where I just get a bag, and the bags are large. We buy them in large bags. And I'll just pop the shell, pop it in my mouth and chew, grab a handful, pop the shells, pop them in my mouth and eat them. And before I know, the entire bag, like a 1/4-pound bag of pistachios, is gone. I don't know if you guys eat a lot of pistachios.
I do not.
But there's two things that happen when you eat a lot of pistachios. Well, number one, they're good for you.
Is this another green poo story?
I wasn't going to go there. You brought it up, not me. But now that you mention it,
knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
The other thing is that they really upset your stomach. They wreck your stomach.
Ugh.
But the other thing is the green poo thing.
I thought you were going to mention like broken nails or something.
Oh, man, I cracked a tooth one time because I was like, oh, I can get this thing open. And I didn't realize I still had a half a shell in my hand. And I popped the nut in my mouth and bit down and crack. And those are hard shells. And if there's a shell that's not really ready to be opened, if you're working at it with your fingernails, you could rip your fingernails off. Just toss those aside. There's a whole bag of pistachios to get through. But number four, pistachios. Rodrigo, what is your number four?
My number four is in the category of things that you can eat with a spoon while watching TV. This is something that I kind of rediscovered recently, going through the, kind of where the yogurt is in the supermarket aisle. But now, or maybe always, and I just never noticed, they're having more and more rice pudding as an option.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is great because it's just like yogurt, except it's got little rice nodules inside and it's not good for you, unlike yogurt. So it's like a perfect snack. I think it reminds me of arroz con leche, which is really where it comes from. But now I don't live with my mom, so she can't yell at me for eating the whole batch she made.
Take that, mom.
Yeah.
And unlike tortilla chips, it is like the opposite of crunchy. It's like, it's like I said, it's just goop and nodules, which I think moms should just say that to their kids. It's like, now finish your goop and nodules.
That's a great band name, by the way.
Yeah.
What kind of music do they play?
Goop and the nodules.
Goop. No, I think just goop and nodules. I'm going to go with like an electronica group or maybe something like Tool.
Not some kind of hipster 60s hipster duet.
One on drums,
stand up bass and piano.
You mean like a Mumford and Sons kind of thing or like Lumineers? Yeah,
if it was that type of band, it would be called Clarissa and the Goop Nodules.
There you go.
Yes, that's good.
Matthew, what is your number four?
My number four comes from a wondrous faraway place called Dillon's. If you've ever been to a grocery store, you've probably been to some sort of Dillon's. They have the Kroger's. And the Ralph's, and they have something else. But in the Midwest, where I come from, these are called the Dillon's. And the Dillon's has a couple of things going for it. One of them is their baked goods aisle, because you can go and get the Kroger. They call them two-bite brownies. And it's basically just a little box of, little brownies that are made in a factory someplace. And they literally are a good two bites. But if you get the box, if you get the right one, they actually have the little fudgy ones with a little dollop of goop on top. Different goop than Rodrigo's goop.
Mm-hmm.
But you can sit and eat these things for days. And they come in a pack of like 18. So if you are an enormous fat person, like I know I am, you can sit and just eat 18 two-bite brownies and have like 4,000 calories worth of sugar and, wheat and things. But they're amazing. And there are times when, I'll be sitting and just doing something and I'm like, man, I wish I had some of those brownies. And I have to restrain myself. I have to go, no, you can't eat any more brownies. You've eaten too many brownies already. And I don't know if you know what happens when you eat brownies, Steven.
Oh, you get super hyper and then you run around and suddenly you have the sugar crash and you fall on the couch and then your wife complains that you snore all afternoon.
Okay, I have never gotten super hyper and run around. If I'm ever running, you better run too because something is clearly chasing us. But yeah, you get that sugar buzz and you're like, yeah, I'm going to go paint the garage. And then, 20 minutes later you crash. But the two-bite brownies are great because if you have self-control or if, like me, you have a wife who has self-control for you, you can eat a couple of these things, have a nice chocolate buzz without getting the terrible side effects of chocolate that happen with, stomach idiosyncrasies. And you can have a little bit of, some walnut in there and some crunch. You can get the kind with the frosting if you're feeling frosty. You can have them for your birthday. They're a party in a plastic can box. And they are my number four, the two-bite brownies from the Kroger bakeries.
I think none of
that Piggly Wiggly bakery stuff, because those are fakey.
I think that we're going to have chips on multiple people's lists, which is why I didn't jump in when Rodrigo listed his number five. My number three, I know, because there's different kinds of chips. That's why.
Yeah, definitely.
That's why I didn't jump in with generic chips. My number three, this is one that I rarely get to do.
Is it generic chips?
Yes, generic. Actually, I prefer generic. I prefer, like, if I'm going to have a corn chip, which we'll talk about here in a little bit, I prefer just the generic brand of corn chip.
Well, they're cheaper.
Yeah. And when it comes to potato chips, I prefer a generic bag of potato chips. But
get the sour cream and onion.
I always go with the French onion dip or the sour cream and onion, right?
Oh.
And here's the bad thing. That jar, I will eat that entire jar with those potato chips and then feel gross for the next. I mean, it's just like you start to sweat and like the stuff just starts coming out of your pores.
Yes.
That's one of my kryptonites. Potato chips and the sour cream and onion or the French onion dip. Because I will just sit there and eat the whole entire jar.
I do that with the Dean's guacamole dip, which is not really guacamole. It's like avocado in an onion dip kind of slork. And it's so wonderful.
I'm not really sure that I don't know what the brand is. It's the same brand that does my number one item, but you see them in the chip aisle. They're in the glass jar. It says French onion dip. And it's like a half a cup or something, or a full cup. It's a full cup of the French onion dip. And I'll just eat that whole thing in one.
Black letters on a yellow label.
Probably.
Private selection.
I doubt it says private selection. I think it says generic selection. Rodrigo, what is your number three TV snack?
My number three is a seasonal snack.
Okay.
And it's mostly during the summer. And I picked it up back when I was living in Kansas and my air conditioning barely covered half of one room. So I would go to the store and go to the refrigerator area, but not the actual fridges. No, they had a giant cardboard, like playpen looking thing full of mesh bags full of Freezy Pop. Type things.
Yeah.
So you can like pick them up and it's like a dollar for like 40 of them. So you buy them, you stick them in your freezer, and then you just kind of slowly eat through them until the summer's over or you die. You finish that season of Fringe that you've been meaning to get back into.
Fringe or Friends? Because those are different.
Well, Fringe has like three seasons and Friends has like 45 seasons. So let's go with Fringe.
Could we be any more science fiction?
Matthew, what is your number three?
My number three is actually my wife's fault, because we will hang around the house a lot of the time and we will watch things on the Food Network. And I don't know if you've ever, gone and watched the Food Network, but sometimes you'll be sitting there and somebody will be making a lobster burr blank with a port wine sauce with a fried egg on top and Spam. And you're like, man, what did we have for dinner? Veggie burgers. And I'm like, well, now I want to eat something because, the television has reminded me that food exists. My wife has this thing that she will do. She will not eat all day. And then she'll come home, we'll sit and we'll watch TV, and she'll have like four bowls of cereal. So I have now gotten in the habit of every once in a while, I'll ask somebody to bring me a bowl of Raisin Bran cereal, which has the raisins, I don't know if you've had this, and the brands. Bran is like, I don't know, some sort of drywall.
Is this like the real good stuff? Is this top shelf Raisin Bran or is this generic Raisin Bran?
This is probably the Kroger.
Okay.
I don't.
This is the stuff that comes in the 5-gallon bag.
No, we're not that middle class. No, I get the little cardboard box.
Oh my!
But yeah, you get like the there's the Post kind that just
Okay.
Not really my speed. The Kellogg's is a little too sweet because they sugar the hell out of the raisins. So I get the whatever the kind it says on it, raisin and also bran, and I think that's close.
All right.
Or sometimes you can get the crunch.
You know what happens when you have too much bran, right, Matthew?
No, what's that?
Well, you'll find out.
I don't know if you know this, but my digestive system and I are very well aware of one another right now.
Okay.
Have been for a couple of years now. That's why I don't drink soda.
There you go.
When I was in college, the dining hall that I went to, all of the labels were pretty bad for things. It's like they were put on by someone who just, A, didn't know how to spell, and B, didn't think to check, I guess. So I definitely spent a lot of mornings at Hinman Hall eating raisin brain.
And the best part is I actually typed raisin brain on my top five list tonight.
There you go. Like,
that's not right.
Number two, this one, I'm surprised it's not on more people's list. Maybe it will be. Good old popcorn. Now, you go to the store and you see all the microwave popcorns and stuff that they have, because really that's the only kind of popcorn you can really buy anymore, unless you really want to bend down to that very bottom shelf and dig around in the back for a bag that you're going to cook on the stove. Or your air popper. Do people still have air poppers?
They exist. I don't know that people still have them.
I think we have one somewhere.
You know how you open that one drawer and there's a screwdriver in there? Eventually that screwdriver will molt and it'll go into a cocoon and it'll come out as an air popper, but then you won't use it. It'll just hide next to the bread machine.
I think first it becomes one of those like lime squeezers and then it turns into an air popper.
There you go. Ooh. So anyway, popcorn, I can get popcorn done in 2 minutes. And so I can do two bags. And best of all, one time we were walking down the store aisle and we looked up on the top shelf of the popcorn. And you know those the big tubs of popcorn that you get at the movie theater?
Mm-hmm. The ones that dance before the thing and say, let's all go to the lobby?
Yes, they had plastic popcorn tubs with like Marvel characters on them. So like one was promoting the Spider-Man Homecoming. There's another one for Thor 3, another one for Hulk something or other. I know the Hulk's on one of them. So maybe that was Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
But we're like, oh, we're buying these. And so now I just make popcorn, fill that thing up, and then I sit down and eat it all while I watch my television show or movie program. So number two, popcorn. Also, if you don't put a lot of salt and butter on it, actually quite healthy for you.
Relatively. When I think about popcorn, it's the only thing that Jerry Hathaway was ever right about. I cannot stand popcorn.
You can't? Oh, because it gets caught in your teeth.
Yeah. I mean, I'll have like the holiday thing where it's the cheesy and the caramel.
Yeah.
But that's because I crave cheese and caramel.
Mm-hmm.
The popcorn is more of a delivery system for the sugar and life-giving salt.
Yep. Rodrigo, what is your number two?
My number two is something that a snack that I have in common with one of the greatest athletes and statesmen in the world, Santa Claus. And that is, of course, milk and cookies.
Oh, yeah. There you go. What kind of cookie do you like to do with your milk?
There's a lot of cookies that I like, but I am weirdly picky about them. I like white Oreos.
Mm.
Or like the generic chocolate Oreos, you know, the ones that come in like a package that's like the size of a grown man's arm. It's just like super lazy, like four sleeves and it's like 3 feet long. Those are good. A selection of Mexican cookies that I like. Also, I like chewy Chips Ahoy.
Mm. We have those.
I'll take the regular Chips Ahoy if it's like an absolute drought. But otherwise, I'll pick the chewy ones. And what I like to do is I get a one of those small dishes and I'll get a mug. I'll put the mug on the dish, fill the mug with milk, and then put cookies around the dish. And you might think to yourself, that's a little fancy. That's maybe more fancy than you might expect somebody who just described themselves as putting an entire fistful of corn chips in their mouth. But the reason for that is that it keeps it under control. Because if I bring a whole bag of cookies back with me, then I will just get caught in the cycle of eating cookies with the milk and then running out of milk. So pouring a whole mug of milk and then being like, oh, well, now I need
more cookies.
Now I need more cookies.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just a terrible, vicious cycle. And I've avoided diabetes thus far, so I'm just trying to make it through the finish line here.
There you go. That's the only thing we can all ask in life is to make it to the finish line.
Yeah.
Matthew, what do you have for your number two?
My number two is actually relatively similar to my number five, but because it's a different shape and a different texture, it's probably a different thing. My number two is actually something that I've always kind of had a hankering for back to the days in college where I could use my meal plan to go over and buy things from the little convenience store in the bottom of McMinus Hall. And that is a good pack of Cheez-Its.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when Stephen and I were young, Cheez-Its were orange flavored and
cheese flavored, but they were a different flavor than today.
Of an orange. Yeah. They didn't really taste like cheese. They were literally, you know, just like your lollipop was red flavor. This is orange flavor, but not an orange. Now you can get Cheez-Its in all manner of ridiculous hot and spicy, cheddar, pretzel, glow in the dark, bacon. And recently I've discovered a combination where you can get white cheddar and bacon Cheez-Its in the same box. And oh, those are so good. And they make my kids so mad because she's a vegetarian.
Oh, she didn't like the white cheddar ones?
She doesn't like the bacon.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, there's no actual bacon. She's like, there's bacon dirt in there, or bacon dust, and she won't eat them. So if I want to have my Cheez-Its, I get the white cheddar and bacon. And if I want, you know, the child to love me that week, I will get the kind that doesn't have any bacon. But lately, I've actually been at that point where after work, I ask my wife to grab me a bag of Cheez-Its while she's getting gas at the convenience store, because you can eat those Cheez-Its, and they're nice and crunchy, and they just fill your mouth with lovely cheese dust.
I just don't remember them being as greasy. They're really greasy now, and I don't remember them being that way.
I think it's that's how they get the flavor crystals of whatever the stuff is. Yeah.
Mm.
They make them kind of wetter or greasier or goopier so that the outside, that layer of flavor on the outside will stick to them. But my number two is a nice bag of Cheez-Its, or a box if you can get them.
They have boxes all lined. There's like the whole section of the chip aisle.
Yeah.
No, they're in the cracker aisle. Half the cracker aisle is just variations on the Cheez-Its.
I think mine are in the same aisle as the cereal.
Yeah, they're usually in the cracker aisle for us.
Yeah.
Because they're technically a cracker and not a chip. I guess it's how it's processed and made. Anyway.
Technically a cracker could also describe 60% of the podcast hosts that we have right here.
So, you went there.
Oh, snap.
I'm just saying. And if you can
my number one,
send us an email.
My number one.
Please don't send us that email.
My number one is corn chips, nacho cheese, and like half a jar of jalapenos.
Oh God, that sounds good.
Oh, it is so good. My wife found these little, you know, like when you go to the Mexican restaurant, they have, you know, the little salsa in a little bowl. Sometimes they make the little stone bowls or whatever. She found a bunch of these. And so what I do is I just like open that jar. You know, it's like I melt down that block of cheese. I pour the cheese into the bowl, heat it up, and then get out the jalapenos and just go in there with the fork and just pull out as many of them as I can to the point where it's like the cheese to jalapeno ratio is like 1-to-1. It's like there's a little bit of cheese with a whole bunch of jalapenos in there. And then I just sit there and just chip away. Now, the good thing about eating nachos is you have a built-in timer with these, because as soon as the cheese is gone, there's no need to continue to eat the chips. So that's when you know when you're done.
But what if you still have nachos?
No, if you have cheese left, if you have cheese left, then you can still eat with the chips. But when the cheese is gone, then the chips are done.
See, that's the first album by Goop and the Slorkfest.
There you go. Rodrigo, what is your number one? Mine is nachos. What is your number one?
You know, those stone bowls are mortars.
Yes. But these are bowls with little feet. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What's your number one, Rodrigo?
Mortar.
My number one is something that I don't have very often, so it's kind of a treat. But I do like to have it while watching TV, especially because I'm like, if it's like I've talked myself into this thing where I'm like, I don't want to leave this out because it'll melt. So I need to like really load on everything that I'm going to have in like one go. So I get a big bowl and I fill it with ice cream, maybe throw a banana in there. And then I eat it and it lasts me for about the first 8 minutes of a show. And then I'm like, well, I can have more. and so the part of the reason why I don't have it very often is because after a couple of sittings, I will have eaten an entire tub of ice cream. So my number one is ice cream. It is a rare, like I literally don't buy it for myself because I know that I will eat through it so fast that I won't even enjoy it. You know, it's like I stop paying attention and I look down and I've already eaten all of it. And it's like, do I even remember eating this? Mm-hmm. What's the point of life? So few foods can put me into sort of a fugue state like that. But ice cream is definitely one of them.
Probably because you have a brain freeze.
Well,
you
mean,
just black out.
Presumably, if there was pain involved, it would at least be some sort of sensation. Like, I'll come out the other end and I'll be like, I don't remember what happened in that episode of Atlanta. All my ice cream is gone. Was I activated as an agent?
Yep, that's what it is. The Manchurian, Rodrigo.
Yep.
That's what it is.
The Manchurian cremidate, if you will.
What is your number one?
My number one actually dates back to the days of my youth in the late 1980s, back when a man named Gino came up with the great idea to rip off an egg roll. But instead of filling that egg roll with, you know, cabbage and chicken and healthy things like carrots, he said, you know what would be good? Let's stuff this with pepperoni and cheese and some nice red sauce, because his name was Gino. You know, I don't know if you know this, but he was possibly an Italian person.
I don't think he liked
the pizza. Well, I think Gino was. I'm pretty sure
Chef Boyardee is also just a made-up character.
You shut your mouth. Chef Boyardee is an icon.
Yeah, he is an icon. Man, not Italian.
I'm going to grow up.
Yeah, it's like him. It's Chef Boyardee and the SpaghettiOs monster. They're friends.
Exactly. And the Noid. But yeah. Gino's was sold.
And they're all Italian.
Yeah, sold to the Pillsbury Doughboy, who turned them into Totino's pizza rolls. And Totino's pizza rolls have three wonderful things going for them. One, you can have just one or two, and you can get a full bite, just like one bite that has the cheese and the pepperoni and the sauce and the crisp and the crunchy. And two, you can eat a lot of them if you're feeling particularly fat. Every time we have like a party, if it's like a birthday party or people are coming over, I'm like, you know what we should do? We should make pizza rolls. That is not a joke. I literally say that because I love the pizza roll so much. And three, they have voiceover by Kerry Payton, who is also the voice of Cyborg from the Teen Titans. So you can imagine that when you're buying the pizza rolls, Cyborg is there right with you going, booyah! And then we're going to sing a song about the Totino's pizza rolls, about me and pizza. Cyborg and Beast Boy. Yeah, we're going to sing about the pizza rolls. I don't know how the pizza roll song will go.
Problem with pizza rolls.
Mm-hmm. They explode?
That's number one. That's one problem. Second problem is when they come out of the oven, you want to eat them.
Yeah, but
you bite into them, they're molten lava.
They will melt your face off.
So exactly. You don't have a face. That's number two. Number three is if you let them cool, then you bite into them. And it's like, ooh, what's this jelly stuff on the inside of my.
That's the best part. You want them right when they're warm.
I like my cheese melted, not curdled back into cheese curds.
You need some cheese curds slurred bite. And you know, they make
I agree with you that pizza rolls are good, but those are my main three problems with the pizza rolls. They explode, they're either too hot or they're too cold.
That were mac and cheese pizza rolls.
Oh my God.
And those were pretty good. But for me, it's just either a pepperoni or a three meat. And you will regret it. You will have the indigestion.
Oh, yeah.
You will have the burping and you will have the heartburn.
I get heartburn and indigestion just from the smell.
Yeah, of
pizza rolls.
Right here on my desk next to my selection of toys is my prescription for omeprazole. And I'll tell you right now, it's there because of the damn pizza rolls. And it will remain there because of the existence of my number one, pizza rolls. I'm going to go get it refilled just in case we have pizza rolls. We're probably going to have pizza rolls tomorrow now.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, there you go. Top five TV snacks that we enjoy. Now it's your turn. Head over to majorspoilers.com. Follow the link in the show notes. And in the comment section, share your top five TV snacks. Doesn't matter what they are, whatever you eat while you're sitting in front of the television. And share it with us, because we like to come up with some other food ideas. Maybe we need to vary up our eating habits. Maybe somebody's like, I like celery with peanut butter.
Yeah,
that's fine. Go for it. But share it over there in the comment section. Well, and if you would,
share the celery and peanut butter, because that's gross. But
oh, you want to know what?
What's that?
How would people like to have top five be a weekly show instead of bi-weekly?
I would love that. And I know a young lady in Seattle who would love it, too.
I know a lot of people all over the world who've for years been asking us. I created a new goal for us over at patreon.com/majorspoilers. Now, it's a ways away. But, yeah, weekly top five. So if you enjoy the show, you want to see more of it, and literally more of it, head over to patreon.com/majorspoilers and show your support. Keep us going. Help pay the bills that pile up. Oh, new firewalls cost money, people. They're not free. But patreon.com/majorspoilers. Thank you, everyone who is a current supporter. And if you are a future Patreon supporter, thank you, future person. That wraps it up for this installment of Top 5. Again, get over there and share your top 5, because everybody loves a list. We'll talk with you soon.
This podcast is copyright 2018 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.